Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta announced yesterday that in line with the repeal of the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, some spousal benefits will be given to same-sex service members and their partners. The federal law, known as the Defense of Marriage Act, still prohibits many of the major spousal benefits like housing and health care from being extended to same-sex couples. But Panetta's announcement still had advocates for gay service members cheering. That story from WRVO's Joanna Richards.
Panetta's announcement lists a suite of benefits now available to same-sex military couples, including childcare, dependent ID cards, shopping privileges on military bases, family support services, and emergency leave, among others. Lori Hensick is Director of Educational Affairs with the American Military Partner Association, whose mission is to support and connect same-sex partners of military service members. Partnered to a Marine helicopter pilot, she's based in San Diego at Camp Pendleton. Hensick says she was elated to hear the news. She says the announcement gives important symbolic as well as practical support to same-sex military families.
But in addition to the overall message to not only the public, but our military members, that we value their service and we don't think that their service is any different or any lesser of a heterosexual service member's.
Hensick says some of the new benefits have real impact on families. For example, the new dependent ID card for partners. Service members have always been able to take their children to health care providers on post.
However, if the same-sex partner of those children does not have an ID card, they're unable to get on base to allow their children to visit the very professionals that are supposed to be providing the health care for those individuals. So there are some barriers that are in place due to, as you can tell, outdated regulations that are just not really in line with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal.
Now, the partner of a service member will be allowed to access those services for the couple's children. Hensick says this benefit and others help to reduce the stress of military service on families. But there are major benefits that are still out of reach for same-sex partners. They include housing, health insurance, and survivor's benefits. That's because of the Defense of Marriage Act, also known as DOMA. The law prohibits the federal government from recognizing same-sex unions. But Defense Secretary Panetta, in his announcement, used sweeping language, saying the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell made clear that discrimination based on sexual orientation has no place in the Department of Defense. He said he can foresee a time when the law would allow full benefits for same-sex military couples. That time could be as soon as this summer. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the constitutionality of DOMA. Lori Hensick says she's looking forward to that.
We are all definitely standing in applause and thanking Secretary Panetta for extending what he could. And basically the next step is looking to the Supreme Court and hoping that they will follow suit and end DOMA once and for all.
The new partner benefits are expected to be in place between August 31st and October 1st of this year. For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.